Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Hey Nick, have you ever heard about the history guy on YouTube?
I can't say as I have.
Okay, his name is Larry Geiger, and he produces short videos on interesting pieces of history and then posts them on his YouTube channel 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh.
His videos have been viewed over 138 million times.
Oh, wow.
And he has over 960,000 YouTube subscribers.
Oh, my gosh.
But also, he lives in O'Fallon.
Crazy.
He does some deep dives on events that you'd expect from a history guy. So certain battles during wars, important people, but he also has videos on the history of things. So like the history of orthodontics, the history of allergies. But one of his most popular videos is the history of cats.
I can imagine that on the internet.
And he lays out why the domestication of cats is one of the most important developments in human cultural history.
Interesting.
So interesting. So anyways, I just think that's fun how we have this YouTube sensation here in the city.
I bet he and Brian Keller get along well.
I don't even know if they know each other.
Oh, well, if they don't, then we need to make that, you know, connection happen.
I'm going to reach out to Brian, but also I'll put a link to the YouTube in the show notes.
Okay.
Before we move on, hey, I want to give you a compliment over at The Weekly.
Oh, thanks.
You guys had a fantastic spread in this week's edition about things to do around town this summer.
Oh, thank you.
So for listeners who may not know, Nick owns and is the editor-in-chief of the O'Fallon Weekly. And there's a really complete guide in this week's paper that lists different parks, indoor attractions, events. And I think it's great for families who are new to the area who might not know how to be local tourists, but it's also helpful for people like me who have lived here for, oh, I don't know, decades, but maybe forget about some of these places. So nice job, Nick.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. So Father's Day is this weekend. Do you know how you're going to celebrate the dads in your life?
Yeah, my dad and father-in-law are getting books. And then my husband's getting a few fitness things, but then I also picked up 2 pair of really fun socks from the Merchant Parlor in the downtown district. Have you ever been to the Merchant Parlor?
No, I've actually never heard of it, and that's kind of surprising considering how familiar I am with downtown O'Fallon.
Okay, well, the Merchant Parlor is the retail side of Refinery Salon.
Oh.
So you have Refinery Salon, which is a fun, trendy, full-service hair salon. So haircuts, hair coloring, highlights, and they have an eyebrow bar.
Yeah, I know Refinery.
But the Merchant Parlor is the retail boutique inside of the salon. And they honestly are one of my go-to for gifts. So I've purchased silk pillowcases, purses, sunglasses, jewelry as gift for friends. And when they posted some fun socks they had in the store on Instagram, I dipped in and snagged a few pair for my husband. One is like the Starry Night, you know, that piece of artwork.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other one has, I think, pineapples on it.
You know, I know your husband, and I can't decide if I'm surprised that he wears funky socks or not.
I get that. I mean, he's a clinical psychologist and dresses, you know, like a professional.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
may call it traditional office attire. But he does like wearing fun, colorful socks as a way to show some of his personality and connect with patients. So
cool.
It's like, hey, I know sometimes we talk about really heavy stuff, but at least I'm wearing SpongeBob SquarePants socks while we do it. So speaking of Refinery Salon, they have a speed consult with a stylist event coming up this Saturday, June 19th. It's from 1 until 2 p.m. and you do have to sign up in advance, but it's a really great way to meet a bunch of different stylists and see if there's someone that you really connect with. So you rotate stations, they give you, each one gives you ideas of how they might color or cut and style your hair. I had a friend that went to the first one they had, and she said it was fantastic.
Oh, cool.
So if you're someone who spends 1 to 2 hours at a salon, you might want to make sure that you have a stylist that you connect with, and I think this is a great way to try out different ones.
Neat.
So that's this Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Refinery Salon in the downtown district, and I will put a link to that in the show notes.
Very cool. So what else is on the calendar for this week?
Tonight is Movie in the Park night with O'Fallon Parks and Recreation. The movie is Frozen 2. There will be a DJ starting at 6 p.m., and then the movie will start at dusk, probably about 8 or 8:30. And the weather is looking perfect for an outdoor movie, so bring a camping chair and some snacks.
Perfect.
Fine Street Market is this Saturday from 8 until noon, and the food truck on tap, you ready for this?
Okay.
Gaucho's Argentinian Steakhouse.
Ooh.
You can stop by and enjoy a breakfast empanada. Some loaded steak fries, and lots of other goodies.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah. After the market, maybe you want to stop by the American Legion for some award-winning barbecue. Proceeds from this Saturday's barbecue will benefit the Miss O'Fallon Scholarship Pageant finalists. They're serving up bratwurst, pulled pork sandwiches, pork steak, so maybe stop by there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the American Legion, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Okay.
Also coming up this week, Shiloh has their Music in the Park with the 19th and E Band. It's a variety band. Music starts at 7 p.m. at the Park Pavilion, and refreshments will be available for sale.
Cool.
And then I'm excited about this. Bike Surgeon is starting up their rock and roll rides on Thursday nights. These are 5-mile rides designed for riders of all ages. They're described as riding at a, quote, mellow and relaxed pace. So
okay.
They'll roll out at 6 p.m., should be back to the shop around 7. They'll have after-ride libation, some ice cream available, and then the full menu at Gears, which is their newly opened cafe and pub inside Bike Surgeon. Have you been there yet?
I have not, no.
So I went there on Tuesday to check it out. I have always loved the vibe at Bike Surgeon, and now this new cafe and bar setup really adds to the already fantastic atmosphere. So I want to give a big shout out to Bike Surgeon and their team. They've created a really fun and welcoming community there, and I'm glad they have this new cafe and bar to bring more people in.
Excellent, excellent.
And then finally, don't forget that next Saturday, June 26th, is a big day in downtown O'Fallon. There will be an art festival, art for sale, live music, lots to do, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and I'll highlight more in next week's episode, but just remember, put it on your calendar.
Sounds good. Well, Jess, I'm going to head out.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Nick.
Take care. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.